Episode number 27 of the Samurai Summit
29.
Podcast. Does notes have 27? What are you talking about?
I know. Just making sure you're paying attention.
God damn you. Episode 27 of the Samurai Summit Podcast. With me, just like every single week, is my good friend, Unlimited Dough. I was about to say your actual name. I stuttered there a little bit.
Whoa. I'm not your friend.
All right, my daddy. Thing. All right, my boo thing, Ultimate Dough.
You know.
Wait, is it Ultimate or Unlimited? I'm pretty sure I said Ultimate. Unlimited, right?
Honestly, I didn't pay attention. You said Ultimate or Unlimited. But I'm pretty sure when I go back to edit, I'm going to say, like, hey, you fucked up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said Ultimate, but no, it's Unlimited Dough. Right?
Unlimited Daddy.
Oh, yeah, it's another week, another podcast, another recording. This one, we're recording it early because, as everyone knows, well, I guess by this one, it'll be past, but Memorial Day weekend is coming up. So, you know, we're going to be busy with the fam, you know, going out, eating, possibly, you know, indulging in some recreational alcohol, maybe.
Well, I'm drinking since today, fam.
Oh, there we go.
You know, drinking my whiskey like a gentleman.
Fancy, elegant, I like it.
You know, I'm always fancy. I'm Mr. Fancy.
See,
watch for my pinky up.
Oh, when in doubt, pinky out. I learned that one from Patrick. Until this day, I still do it. When in doubt, pinky out. All right, so what's up, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. I was gonna say a sexual joke right now. I'm doing well. Just, you know, chilling. It's weird. I haven't read too much manga this week, actually.
And for me, it's actually the opposite. I read a lot of manga this week.
No, me, I mean, just, you know, the usual. During my lunch break, I tend to read Bakuman on my phone because through the Shonen Jump, yeah. I wanted to because I had the first volume, so I wanted to collect it because I loved the first volume and I knew I was gonna like the whole series. But I was like, you know what, I'll probably buy them later. In the meantime, just gonna read them through the Shonen Jump app. But yeah, I mean, I think since the last podcast, I was on volume 3 4 Blue Period, right?
Yeah,
I barely started reading volume 4. Volume 4 today, maybe 10 pages in, 15 pages in. Took me forever to finish volume 3. I didn't read it all, actually.
Nice. Yeah, on my end, I still haven't read my physical volumes. I've been actually reading a lot of Dragon Ball Super.
You still haven't caught up with it, dude?
Oh, that's the problem. I caught up with it.
Oh, okay.
I caught up within a couple of days. I started it from scratch because I wanted to pretty much get like the entire experience and notice what was different between the manga and the anime.
Uh-huh.
And I read it from scratch. It probably took me a week.
Damn. For me, from scratch, it took me like 2 days and a half.
Well, I was doing it slowly, mainly at work when I wasn't doing much.
Like when it's slow, I would just take out my phone, read it during my lunch, 30 minutes break. I just, you know, another reading right there. And then at home again till like I got tired. So that's why I cut out real quick. That was actually last month. The ones that I read, like excluding the Dragon Ball volumes, that I read, how many were it? Like 28 volumes?
You said it was a lot. I don't remember exactly.
No, yeah, it was like around 28 with the Dragon Ball. So that was all within. And it's funny, during like a week and a half, that where I read almost all of them. Like, nice. I mean, I'm talking like all those 28 volumes, including the physical one. Well, what do you think about the Dragon Ball manga?
I noticed that there was a lot of key differences. Some fights played out quite differently, but the same-ish.
What about the new arcs that we haven't seen animated yet?
The new arcs, I liked them. I very much did. And
they were overhyped though, right?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because, you know, if you're continuing the story, I actually found them quite enjoyable. Although I do notice that it's funny how power levels are kind of getting treated weirdly, because as you know, at least in the anime, as it goes, Goku just transforming into Ultra Instinct shook the whole void dimension.
Mm-hmm.
His fight with Beerus as just a Super Saiyan God was shaking the universe and threatened to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I'm not gonna say this, but and one of the first, or at least the probably next arc that's going to be animated, he's fighting with this guy and he's using essentially what is lava, and it's causing massive damage. which I kind of found weird. Like, dude, you can, since the Saiyan saga back in Dragon Ball Z, you could destroy a planet. You would assume you would have enough power to kind of avoid it or, you know, to resist it.
I know just that. I think Akira Toriyama fucked up on bringing God levels, especially from the movie. Because after that, everything else, like, okay, first, like you mentioned, that's why I kind of didn't like it, even when they started with the anime Super, when they come out with Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue. I was like, when it's like, okay, what happened to all that God, two gods fighting, destruction, all this shit? They like, he totally completely forgot about it. Like, when two gods fight, it's like, whatever. Now, you know, like, it should be like, when two are fighting, it should be like, you know, like you said, destruction, all that shit. But, you know, now we get Ultra Instinct, we get Super Saiyan Blue, Super Saiyan, I mean, Super Saiyan Ghost, well, Super Saiyan Blue, you know what I mean? And then perfect Super Saiyan Blue, the Vegeta form, which is, you get all this high level shit, but they don't bring that destructive power anymore. Because you also get, and it's funny because now you're fighting against either stronger opponents than Super Saiyan Blue, but they still don't see when they're fighting against each other. You don't see fucking.
You see the damage that should be happening. It's all very minimal.
Yeah, because again, I think Toriyama just fucked it up by having like putting the strain of Super Saiyan God like really high, and then be like, shit, we're gonna make an anime. Like, you know, I don't
Yeah.
think he really planned it to go. I don't even know if he was just supposed to make the movie, but since he got like a little hype, they're like, fuck it, let's make an anime out of it. I don't know if only the movie was supposed to be it. That I don't know. I haven't done my research on that. Maybe they were planning on making a new series, because if they did, then yeah, Toriyama just fucked up on the power levels.
Yeah, that's the main thing that's been bothering most, even more in the most recent chapters, where because of what's going on, the just the destruction and overall visual effects of this power, it should be a lot more noticeable. Yeah,
Exactly.
it's very minimal. I guess you could kind of explain it towards them kind of containing it because they don't want to destroy the planet.
Yeah.
But how are you hitting somebody so hard that you're hurting them? You know, somebody that's notably in the level of gods, you're punching him so hard that he gets hurt, but when he hits the planet, it's not being damaged as much.
Yeah, and also not just that, now since they're more like stronger opponents, God level seems like it's nothing now. Like, really?
Yeah, because it took them so long just to get there, and now enemies just keep on popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah, and also probably because, I mean, like I said, I found the new arc entertaining, but not overly like, oh shit, this shit's amazing. Like I said before, like our friend said that they were like really amazing. I don't think they're amazing, to be honest.
Oh,
And
well,
also, on what?
I was gonna say, well, don't get me wrong. I really do enjoy what's happening. I just do find it to be kind of lousy excuses as to how it's happening.
Yeah, like the story, how it's going, they could have done it way better.
Yeah, definitely. Although
And
I am liking where it's going on, at least with the last chapter, you know, with the backstory. I'm pretty sure people already know about it, but the backstory that's been happening with the last couple chapters,
yeah.
I've been liking that.
See, I kind of like that because I was like, okay, that's something new. That's entertaining. You know, we see more backstory on that. But still, overall, I don't think I executed well most of the arcs. I don't know. And then again, I'm not a big fan of the villains' designs that much. Like, it doesn't bring me. Maybe more a little bit because it gives me the vibe of Cell,
Yeah, I can definitely see that
but
one.
not really as in like a, you could like if you see the new villain by itself, we're not counting just a picture like a drawing of the villain, you're not gonna think it's from Dragon Ball, to be honest.
Are you talking about the most recent one?
Yeah, it gives me the vibe more like, even though I haven't seen it, Hunter x Hunter for some reason. Or One Punch Man, it gives me the vibe like it deserves to be in like more in that anime, those
You
anime.
know, I would kind of agree with that, but it's just the eye design from Dragon Ball. It's just very iconic and it puts it there. The only other excuse for another series where I would place it would be Dragon Quest. But that's because Dragon Quest also has very similar art
Yeah,
style to Dragon Ball.
because isn't this from the same creator, or someone like
That
work with the with Akira Toriyama work with Dragon Quest?
I'm not sure,
I
but
think it was
it's just
a,
one
no, I
of the
think
things that I
actually
noticed that.
Dragon Quest was made by Akira as well.
Oh, was it?
Let me Dragon. I think so, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, Akira Toriyama.
Oh, so, and others. So that's the whole reason. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why they look very similar.
Yeah, but other than that, I would say that just based off of the eyes, it's very telling that it comes from Dragon Ball. But like overall character design, yeah, I could very much see it being somewhere like Hunter x Hunter. But it's just the eyes. The eyes is what gives it away.
Yeah, just the eyes. But other than that, you really, even like with the eyes, you could, it gives me more the vibe from Hunter x Hunter. Like I said, I haven't even seen a single episode of Hunter x Hunter.
See, so now that's where I would disagree, because Hunter x Hunter has a very different art style, at least as far as eyes go.
Does it?
And yeah, and especially when you get the whole repertoire of different characters, even the most iconic villain, which is the last one of Meruem, his eye design is significantly different. Maybe not that much, but it's enough for you to tell him apart and know that he does not belong in Dragon Ball.
But yeah, and then also the new arcs, I don't know if it will be a spoiler, I don't think so, the fighting gets too repetitive.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I seen the fall down, the comeback, fall down, come back type of thing. Oh, it's stronger, you know. And I don't recall Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball being like that. Like doing the same fight, then bring down, come back again stronger, they're still all beat up but still stronger. Heroes, talking about the heroes.
Yeah, well, then again, Dragon Ball is not much about the story. A lot of it is just a fight.
I know, but Dragon Ball Z didn't feel that way. That's what I'm saying.
They would lose, or they would have a goal, then they would reach it.
Yeah, but right here it's like too consistent. Boom, like right away, back to back to back, before they would give like space, you know, other people fighting or whatever. There were cool scenes from the new chapters that I had, that I think was from the last chapter that I like. I don't want to give out some spoilers. But when they're together, like they agreed to work together, yeah, like that's cool. But like I said, people even on the internet, not just our friend, people on the internet, they already hyped it. Also, I'm pretty sure people have seen photos of Vegeta now, the new form.
Oh, definitely.
Because even I, before I started reading, I saw them.
Yeah.
Even when I look at the picture, I'm like, oh, you know, it looks pretty cool. Can't wait to see the transformation. I'm pretty sure it's going to be epic. Mm-hmm. When he transformed in the manga, like, I don't know. I wasn't like too hype. Like in One Piece when, you know, who transformed. Yeah. You get like that suspense.
But then again, even the buildup, because, you know, in the anime, it goes very much different for when Goku uses Ultra Instinct for the first time. It's very different how it is in the manga.
I know, so that's why I'm waiting.
Yeah, and even there's very little buildup.
Yeah, so that one's still waiting more for the anime. Maybe that will, I'll get more hype for it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it, like I said, still a good read for me. Not too bad. Yeah. So it turned out to be a manga review somewhat. No, not a review, but kind of like part of that, which is cool. I think also waiting a whole month for the 40 pages, I think it kills kind of the vibe.
So that is a problem, but it's something that I got used to with Attack on Titan, because it had the same type of schedule. It would be a lot of pages, but it would come at the drawback that you would have to wait a whole month.
But I bet those were pretty badass chapters. I mean, pages compared to Dragon Ball Super, though.
That is true. It would be a lot of story building and
exactly
artwork, so just other areas.
Because I don't know why he's taking. Now you see what I mean. Like there's like 3 pages, 4 pages of fucking just fighting scenes.
Oh yeah, I saw that. But so I like, kind of like him.
Yeah, I mean it's cool, but like, why wait so many weeks when most of the half of the chapter is gonna be fighting? I don't know. I think it's too long to wait for a manga that's not too much of story. The hype really dies down, at least for me, for those type of manga.
That is true. I mean, with the amount of fighting that it has and the very little dialogue.
Because honestly, if it was Naruto or Attack on Titan, me waiting a whole month, I would be like, holy shit, I can't wait. I gotta read it. For Dragon Ball, I even forget that I'm reading Dragon Ball Super.
Well, then again, you know, you also want them to have their own lives and do their own thing. Because 40 pages compared to other ones that do the 20, they could probably like cram it out in 2 weeks, like have one chapter every 2 weeks or every three, not the whole month. But true. You start to think how that's actually affecting their lives, especially it's just a few people.
I know, but still, I mean, for something that is just pretty much just fighting, shouldn't take too much. For something that's not too much, too heavy on story, shouldn't really be.
Maybe researchers go somewhere else, like thinking about the choreography of the fights.
Just posing. Draw me like this. Draw me like your French or Italian girl, however that saying French is. Girls.
Come on,
French
man. Girl, there you go. Yeah, it's Titanic.
Fuck Titanic, man.
Oh, you hate her.
Look, yeah, I've seen it like a couple of times, so but still fuck Titanic.
Dude, fuck Rose. There was enough space on that door. There was enough room.
Was it enough for them to be afloat, though? The weight?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It was probably crappy wood.
Dude, I don't remember who it, but people have actually like tried to figure that out and using like actual dimensions from the ship. That door was way bigger than they did it in the movie, so there should have been enough space for it.
Yeah, but I mean, to get both of the weight for it to not sink, though, even if it was big, for it not to sink down. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm not into fucking science or chemistry or physics shit like that.
That'd be physics. But,
well, chemistry, wouldn't it be kind of also the...
Not necessarily.
This is what I'm saying. Affecting the wood with the cold water, any like chemical reaction between the wood and the whatever fucking any.
Not really. The wood would have been lacquered. Nothing would have really happened. Well, it would have been more physics.
Okay. Well, whatever. Science. Wouldn't that affect to get the weight of both of them though? The temperature, no. The water? Like I said, I'm not fucking.
Temperature. Science. Temperature goes back into physics.
No, but like I said, science. Physics, science, my guy.
Yeah. You're going back to chemistry. But yeah,
no, physics, I said science.
But you start with chemistry.
I know, like I said, physics, chemistry, whatever. But like I said, science overall.
It just goes down to the buoyancy of the wood.
I don't know, man. Let's test it out. We go in the coldness where it's freezing.
All right. I'll be Rose. You can be Jack.
All right. Cool. Okay, hey. Of course I'm not gonna be the bitch.
Hey, don't matter. I'm the one that survives.
I mean, we're just testing this.
No, we gotta stay out there for 6 hours. If you can't survive, I'll
no,
tell
exactly.
Your story.
You had to. No, the point is, you had to let me be on top of you.
That's not how it goes in the movie.
No,
the
but movie, I'm saying, trying to see if both of us being on the same wood. Do all this. Stop being nasty, my guy. But also being on the same, on top of the wood, wouldn't he, like it will sink? That's what I'm saying. Especially with my heavy dick, dude. We'll sink real quick. Like going back to anime.
We really started talking about Titanic.
Dragon Ball Super, it's good. Not as what I thought it would be. That's the main reason I also started reading it, just because they said like the fighting was good and all that, but now I could have waited and it still don't be like like, you know, because I already got spoiled, so I could just might as well wait, and then instead of reading it, I wouldn't have missed much, to be honest. Now One Piece, on the other hand, I don't want to get shit spoiled. Even right now, I've already seen fucking spoilers from chapter 1050.
Yeah, same.
Which I'm avoiding them though. Because on Twitter, it's a bunch, they put hashtag One Piece 1050. Like, son of a bitch, scroll down. Like, relax, peeps. Yeah.
The thing is that I don't know how the hell these guys are getting it, because they always get it in the middle of the week, yet we have to wait until Sunday. So what the hell are they using?
Because
it always just leaks.
Yeah, they're leaks and people just translate them. So I don't know how good the translations are. So that's why I don't wanna spoil like anything. When like, fuck, let's go the actual good translation. Which by no any means, I'm not saying like other people can translate good. I mean, you know, I just want to, at least it comes from someone working at Shonen.
Yeah. All right, let's stop talking about our own things and let's go into the the topics for this podcast. We kind of went on a little bit of a rant.
Hey, it's all anime. Sorry, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, then when we go like this, this is how we end up with an hour and a half podcast. When we say it's going to be a short one.
Hey, we didn't say it was going to be a short one this time.
Well, that's true. This one, you didn't say that.
Exactly.
I guess you ain't got any plans today.
And we got new plans because there's no lot of news, TBH. So, like, fuck it. Let's just relax and enjoy. So, starting with the news, the Quintessential Quintuplets film earned 390 million yen in 3 days to debut at number two, which is not bad. I still haven't heard anything for the English, a US release.
I haven't seen anything online either.
Which kind of sucks. I was expecting them to say something, but like, oh yeah, like in a few months, we'll bring it to theaters. Well, at least Netflix, fuck it. Crunchyroll should.
At the end of the day, something is better than nothing.
Yeah. So, congrats to the Quintessential Quintuplets.
Congratulations! This is exactly what we expected from you guys.
Exactly, but Miku. I mean, Futaro doesn't deserve Miku. Mm-mm. Miku is better. Yeah. Hashtag. Yeah. Another news. Do you ever watch Monster Rancher by any chance? No. Or any of you listeners, have you ever guys watched Monster Ranchers? It's a really old anime. Really, really old anime. Probably some of you weren't even born yet. Or probably some of you were in your dad's balls still chilling, not knowing about anime. Have you heard about the application line? Which I'm pretty sure you used it, right?
I've used Line before.
So last month, Line Corporation revealed plans to team up with Koei Tecmo for a new mobile game based on the Monster Farm, Monster Rancher series called Line Monster Farm. It's due out on iOS and Android devices in Japan this year. And Line's latest update includes a peek of the opening movie. Peek at the opening movie. So, wait, they're taking out a movie? What? Or am I reading it?
I think it might be a weird word to use. I think it's probably just the opening cinematic. I don't think it's actually going to be a movie.
Probably, because I was like, I haven't heard. Then again, I think they took out Monster Ranger 1 and 2, like a remake. I think it was going to come out for the Switch in Japan. Hmm. I don't know if it already got released. It was supposed to, I didn't talk about it like 2 years ago. A year ago. But anyways, so you guys were into Monster Rancher, which I was. I'm excited for this. It's funny, I tried watching Monster Rancher a few years ago, put the first episode in English because I didn't have it in Japanese, and I was like, fuck this, I turned it off. It was so garbage, man.
What was garbage, like the animation, the story?
Too cheesy. You know, like how back in the day, early anime, America tried to Americanize it too much.
Yeah.
And tried to be funny with anime, like says those American jokes. Mm-hmm. It was too cheesy. It was too cringy, dude. Not even cheesy, it was cringy. Like, I can't deal with this. No, I can't. So I decided to not ruin my childhood and then just didn't even finish the first episode, my guy. I was like, nope, I just can do it. Help me. Someone help me. Well, I'm excited that they're bringing Monster Rancher back, even if it's nothing too big. Like this dick.
This guy. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks interesting, but it doesn't really catch my attention, though. The monster designs are kind of weird, though.
Sorry. Yeah, it's... For a mobile, you know, usually you can't really expect too much for mobile devices. I mean, mobile games, to be honest. Man. Especially...
I'm curious as to how it's going to work with Line.
I think Line just have its own games, like Line games. It's not going to be through the Line app. It's just they collaborate together pretty much. So it's not going to be you having the messaging Line app and then open up the game from there. It's just a company Line. It's getting that too, pretty much. It's working on the game. Now, have you heard on the next news? Have you heard of Yomawari, the video games?
No, unfortunately not. Tell me about it.
So, I never played them before, but before, because this is the third one that's coming out, I kind of were looking to buy the games. I do not recall it ever came out in English, to be honest, when I was doing the research. But it's pretty much a survival horror game, but with like little chibi cute characters. But it looks so good. So they're bringing Yomawari 3 brings its frights to the West as Yomawari Lost in the Dark. So we're getting it in the States. So I don't, just because of the title, like I said, I don't remember it ever took it out in English. And if they did, it was probably just a digital copy and not a physical. Maybe that's why they didn't get it. But a little bit on the article, it says, if you're looking for the right mix of cute designs and atmospheric creepiness, the Yomawari series is right up your haunted alley. Yeah, you get it, haunted. NIS or NIS, I guess. America confirmed plans to bring the third entry to the West as Yomawari Lost in the Dark. We have fall 2022 release lineup for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and PC. Honestly, on this one, I would get it for the Switch. I wouldn't see myself playing on the PC this type of game. Just like, I think the Switch will be more enjoyable, headphones on, handheld in a dark room. I think you will get more of the creepiness.
Oh, yeah. Probably with headphones too. Not as much with the speakers, because, you know, the Switch speakers aren't the best.
Yeah, that's why I say we headphones on. Just, you know, in your corner in the room, lights turn off, playing it will give you that little creepy feeling. And the good thing, it will be available in physically on the PS4 and Nintendo Switch. In both deluxe and limited edition versions.
In the limited edition, it includes the actual soundtrack.
Yep. So actually, at the limited edition, comes, of course, with a game.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack. A pin set, which before I wasn't a big fan of pins, but because of Pokemon cards, I kind of went like, oh, 5K, some pins looks pretty cool. It comes with our cards collection, which they look pretty nice. And it comes with a collector's box. I don't think we have a price for it yet. But honestly, I am getting the limited edition. Like I said, I always wanted to play this type of games. And now since we're getting it, and physically, of course I'm getting it. The synopsis of the game is a young girl awakens in a dark, unfamiliar forest with no recollection of how she got there. As she searches for the way out, she crosses paths with a mysterious individual who reveals to her that she's been cursed. In order to break the curse, she needs to explore the streets of her town at night to seek out her lost memories. However, malevolent ghosts lurk within the shadows, and the girl must avoid them by running, hiding, and shutting her eyes. If she hopes to survive long enough to break her curse. So this is a survival horror game. So there's no attacking or anything. You just always gotta run or hide. So
right up my alley.
Yeah, it's like I say, I'm buying it for the Switch. PS4, I don't think I would get that vibe. And since it's not really a heavy graphics game, I think the Switch is perfect for me. Are you gonna be copying this game?
Definitely. But for the Switch, like I said, I definitely feel like that's more of a, not as much as a phone portable game, but definitely more of a game that you can just take with you, thankfully, with the Switch.
Mm-hmm. And then the features includes The Night Continues, another chapter of the atmospheric horror series has emerged from the shadows with a new story set in a friendly, familiar world. New and returning fans alike can dive right in. So since we're new, we could just dive right in.
Hell yeah.
Home Sweet Haunt. Eerie sound eerie. Design. Huh?
It's eerie.
Eerie, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Sound design and shadowy environment set the stage for gruesome and terrifying ghosts never seen before in the series. So we're getting new designs. New fear, new me. New year, new me. For the first time in Yomawari, you can customize your character's appearance by changing her styles, her color, clothes, and accessories. Well, that's pretty cool.
A little custom character for the cutscenes.
Yeah, dude, my boy's gonna, or my girl is gonna have blue hair, man. Do you know?
Yeah, you already know.
And the last feature will be See No Evil. Do whatever it takes to survive the terrors of the night. Unveil secrets and specters alike using your flashlight. Find clues while listening to the sound of your heartbeat to detect that's pretty cool. Nearby ghosts and utilize a new mechanic, closing your eyes to avoid the gaze of the evil spirits watching you. So imagine having the headphones on and you hear dun, dun, like just a heartbeat pounding.
And with this one, it's going to be even better thanks to the HD rumble on the Joy-Cons.
Yeah, you're right. You could do the vibration, though. It's going to be amazing.
All right, and that's it for Yomiwari 3.
I totally forgot the Switch has the rumbles.
Oh, you can't forget that. It's one of the main features.
But not a lot of games that I have.
That is true.
To take advantage of it, like,
yeah, maybe like first party games, you know, like the Marios. I'm pretty sure Zelda also uses it.
Yeah, it does, yeah, for sure. But like, when was it like Pokemon doesn't use that?
No.
And that was like the last game that I played, so that's why I totally forgot about it.
That's true. Not even Arceus uses it at all.
Yeah. And I think on Legends of Zelda, I think it does have some rumbling too here and there, which the medical, it was the first game, so of course they really use that.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good feeling. No homo. Hey. But I'm excited. It comes out fall 2022. My guess is going to be probably in October, just because, you know, it's kind of like a creepy game.
Yeah.
Survival horror game.
Hopefully so my guess, by the time of my birthday.
There you go. My birthday too.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I'll give you that one. You give me that one. Boom.
All right. Boom. Good gifts.
You're getting the regular collection, though. You give me the limited edition. I mean, the regular collection, the regular copy. You give me the limited edition.
I'll get the limited edition, but I just give you the physical game. I'll keep everything else.
But are you gonna be getting the just regular deluxe or the limited edition?
I'll probably just get the game itself, since I'm not big of a fan yet. I see no real reason.
Me, just because I know I might like this game and I'm going to regret not getting it. And just because it comes with the soundtrack, and from the previous game, I heard the soundtrack is really good. So I'm just going to have it. And nowadays, they're usually the Switch one, limited edition, is probably like $10 extra.
Oh, well, I guess that'll depend on how much.
Like the Dot Hack game that I bought, it was, you know, the limited edition, but the only copy that I had was like $59.99, like regular price. And it came with like another book, like a little manga and like a CD. So that's what I'm guessing. My video's regular price, $60. That's a regular price for Nintendo Switch. You can try 60 or 50. 60. Right?
First party is 60. They don't rarely go down, but if it's a third party or independent games, it's usually around 40, yeah, even 30.
And then this one is not really a main game, like a AAA game. Most likely limited edition is going to be like $60, $70, which I'm getting for sure. There's no doubt. Super excited for this. Now, do you want to talk about the other news? Probably you wouldn't know because I just put Gear 5. So they took out an official poster for Film Red. And it has Gear 5 Luffy at the bottom. But then again, it has all the panels from the movie as well. But you're promoting Film Red. Why bother putting, you know, main Gear 5 Luffy right at the center, right? People say he might show up in the movie.
I guess it might depend where it fits with the timeline, because the bottom part, that is the poster you put on the notes, right? The red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this bottom half, it's all talking about the most recent panel. So I don't know if this is just making reference to that.
Which is most likely, to be honest. People, you were saying that he might come on it just because when Snake Man came out, it came on the Stampede movie, which it wasn't too far apart. So that's what people are saying. But me personally, I thought it was
In case you're wondering, I just put on my phone, I put a Google Translate, and I'm trying to translate this stuff.
Oh, and but my guess is we won't be getting because it comes out in August, right? Or June. I'm sorry. Good. It comes out next month. So it came out in the manga already. So not sure if they will release it in the anime, just because people, not everyone reads the manga.
See. So by doing this unconventional method, the notes on the right says by special light delivery, information lifted. Then on the left, it's not really giving much information. It's kind of picking up the water kanji. And the date is coming out weird, either as a money sign or saying baby June 8th, 7 p.m.
Because June 8th, 2022.
Yeah.
Because first is a year, then it's a month, and then it's a date. Which makes sense, to be honest. That day, I don't know why us, we do it differently.
And as for what Luffy is saying, it's not...
Well, Luffy is the one from the panel. I mean, from the manga.
Well, he's just saying become Pirate King, as far as this can pick up. On the left to him, it says see it. I think that's all it's picking up. See it, the height of the pirates. And on the right, that little where Luffy's hair is black, it just says, haha, it's getting fun.
Yeah, so it will be cool that we see animated.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we see it in the...
Yeah, maybe like a little tease at the end of the movie.
Yeah, or even within the movie, just like a little transformation that lasts like a few seconds. And then boom, like to kill the villain or something. That would be pretty dope, not gonna lie. Excuse me.
You are excused, my good sir.
So with this, we end, not the news, but it is time for a little break. After the break, we are going to be talking about Gundam, some music recommendation, and we're going to end there, as always, with the character of the week. So we'll see you guys in a bit. So welcome back. How was your break?
It was very nice. I was able to sit here for an extra 5 seconds without talking. It was quite enjoyable, actually.
And I went to the restaurant, took a shower for like 30 minutes, came back, then left for another day, came back.
Damn.
And then
time really got spent differently for you and me. For me, it was 5 seconds. For you, it was 2 days.
Yeah, you know, we're not the same. That's why.
You're in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Exactly. Shh, don't tell anyone though. Okay, so we are going to continue with the Mobile Suit Gundam. They did have a Gundam Fest, which I totally forgot to mention the last podcast. It happened on Thursday, the 26th. And it's funny because I texted Rhythmic and told him, like, dude, I forgot about to talk about this. Because I did get an email, but totally blank out. So they announced 3 games. One of them is Mobile Suit Gundam Battle Operation 2. And that one is a free-to-play game. And I think they just took a new update, the way I understood the little video.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. It's that one's kind of like your regular Gundam. The quality, the graphics are not that great. Then again, it's a free game. It looks fun. Multiplayer, you know, all that. So nothing too excited for that one, to be honest. At least for me, it wasn't my favorite one. The next one is called Gundam Evolution. That one's going to come out in 2022. And it's more like Star Wars Battlefront. So it's like first-person shooter. And then you know how when we played, it was sometimes get capture this or, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same when you play online. Kind of like Star Wars Battlefront, but it's going to be with Gundams. So this is going to be pretty fun. That one comes out in 2022. We do not have a specific date. I'm really excited for it though. Now, the last game that they did announce, which was actually the first one that they show in the video, it's like 20 minutes long. You could actually watch it on YouTube. Just put Gundam Fest 2022 and it should be on their official YouTube page. I believe it's a Bandai page. The SD Gundam Alliance, Battle Alliance, I'm sorry, comes out on August 25th of this year. And it's so good. It's, of course, SD, which is the mini Gundams.
Yeah.
But that one, the story, so let's say there's a story how it goes in the anime. But in the game, some things changes. Like, let's say there's a this, let's say Goof, which is one of the characters, changes to this other Gundam character from a completely different Gundam series. So the point of the game, you kind of try to bring back the original story of the Gundam, how it should be. No, with all these weird things going on, like, wait, this not in the original story, you know? And it's with the SD Gundam, the graphics look freaking amazing. The fighting style, everything looks amazing. And you're correctly able to pre-order right now. If you pre-order, you get this Gundam Knight that you could still unlock in the game, but you get it right away if you pre-order the game. Also, you pre-order the game, you also get, I think it's called like a unicorn pack or something like that. It comes with different Gundams, kind of like unicorn or like samurai armors. Dude, they look freaking amazing. I was like, holy shit, I will pre-order just to get those. It would be pretty dope if they ended up what's it called? If they ended up giving you like a Gunpla to build an SD1. I think it would be pretty cool. This game is gonna be for PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. It might just be, from what I've seen, it might just be a digital copy, unfortunately. Which honestly, I'm not a big fan of it, because I'm on their website right now. It says digital standard or digital deluxe edition. The deluxe edition includes the SD Gundam Battle Alliance full game season pass, which includes unit and scenarios pack 1, 2, and 3. Unit limit break material combo pack 1 season pass bonus, early unlock for the Command Gundam unit premium edition bonus, pre-order now and get following bonus content, which is as SC Gundam World Sengoku, so get student pack. That's the one I was telling you about. I'm trying to see if they show any pictures on them, but I did not see anything. You're just going to have to watch the video.
I was trying to find it on the website and I can't find it. I can't find the Gundam Evolution, not even signing up or showing up as a pre-order. But on the flip side, I do see that new Gundam Breaker is for sale right now for $15. Yeah, sale ends on June 8th.
Here, I'm gonna share the link. I'm just gonna post it on the notes and then you can just click on it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right now. They have the network test right now, so you could play if you wanted to, or if you pre-ordered it, you could play right now.
Yeah. There, I think, was it for this one or for another one? That they were have, I think it was for also, I think it was for Evolutions, that there's like a beta testing that you could do.
All right, now PlayStation Network test application. Also, you got to apply. Your application, so you could apply right now.
Let's do it. But yeah, I'm trying to see. Yeah, I think it's only in the video for the guns that you get when you pre-order it. It just looks so well. The quality is kind of garbage, but I'm gonna see if here I just dropped on the notes. Oh, there you go. You click on it and it looks better. So you click on the notes that you posted, the picture. That's the package version, earlier purchase, and digital version pre-order bonus. Hopefully you do get a physical one. I don't want no digital. But right, they look pretty badass. The three Gundams. It's like Gundam Unicorn with samurai style. And I think the other one is from Gundam Wing, but samurai style. And the third one, I'm not sure from which Gundam it is. It just looks amazing, dude.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I just signed up for it for the test application. All right, now back to this. Where did you send the, or where did you put the link? You put it on our notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see it.
You see the picture? That's when you pre-order it. You get that pack. They look fucking amazing.
Oh, you were talking about the SDs. I'm sorry. I got focused on Gundam Evolution. That's the one I signed up for.
Oh yeah, that's the one that you that's what I was telling you about. That's the one you it's a little beta too.
Yeah. All right, so this one looks pretty interesting. SD Gundam Battle Alliance. Yeah, that one doesn't appear on the story either anyway.
Yeah, the quality on this one looks fucking amazing. Like the graphics looks good. That's the one I was telling you about that you gotta fix the story. Because you know how it is on the Reno anime, so you gotta fix it. Because in the game, it's just different. So that's pretty much. And you could actually either play solo or play with friends. So you could tackle missions with multiplayers pretty much.
Now, question, would it be crossplay? Because I'm playing this on PS5. And since you decided to return it, you wouldn't be able to join.
Good question, actually. Would you be able to you play on PS5 with PS4, though?
Because Gundam Evolution said it had it on the description that one is not crossplay.
But even though it's still a PlayStation without crossplay?
Even if it is considered crossplay.
That's whack as fuck.
So, sometimes you do it because of graphical limitations.
I know, but still, fucking that's whack. Yeah, I'm looking at the webpage, but I don't see anything about crossplay or not able to do crossplay either. Whack, Gabe, buy me a PS5.
Are you going to be my Discord kitten?
Depends. It depends on the day.
All right, so supports up to 3 online players with PlayStation Plus. Okay, so it's going to be at most teams of 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually Gundam games are teams of 3, except for the Evolution. I think that was like all crazy shit.
Yeah.
But I'm excited, dude. I'm excited for those 2 Evolutions and the SD Gundam. Not really excited for the free-to-play one, to be honest. But for this one, I am excited. So if you guys are into Gundam, well, get excited because this year we're getting a bunch of Gundam games, which I'm surprised they're releasing 3 games. Like I said, the other one, the free-to-play, I don't know if it's just an update or it's coming out for the first time.
But they better make them good. Yeah, they make them good. It's all good.
True. And speaking of pre-orders, you guys remember the Gear 4 Luffy that I talked about in the last podcast that the One Piece Instagram page posted?
Yeah, well, the one like with the blue smoke?
Yeah, I pre-ordered that bad boy.
Ooh.
And actually,
how much was it?
It was 7,300 yen dollars. Nice plane. The yen, so it comes out to be right now, like I said again before, the yen, it's really cheap right now, so it came out to be around $58. I still don't know about the shipping because they don't tell the shipping into like the estimate where it's going to and everything. Then they will send you another email with the shipping and your options that you could choose. If you don't like those options, then you could just cancel your order or just click whichever one. Usually, at least on the last figure that I pre-order, it was around maybe $20, so they could have it shipped to me. So I'm guessing another $20. So pretty much I'm paying like $70, $80 for the figure, which is not bad because actually regular price is 9,000 yen, which should be around, I want to say like $70. Plus shipping, that would have been almost $100. So I think it's really good. It comes down to October, which is fine. I'm just really excited to get it because I don't have a Gear 4 Luffy figure like at all. So I'm excited, dude. And you know how I have still the $50 gift card for Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
No, that one's I'm not buying it on Crunchyroll from another website. Because Crunchyroll, I don't think they still have that figure they want on Luffy.
No.
And they usually sell it for more money.
All right, but what are you going to use?
They have Miku as the Nendo droid because he was out of stock and they have it back in stock and it's like $48. So I'm going to use it.
Nice. Gotta get your boo.
But you know how every 3 months I get $15 if I spend $100 or more?
Yeah.
I should be getting the code for this on the 9th of next month around. So sometime next week. or the week after. So I'm debating if I should just wait, spend $100. So technically I'm saving $50 plus $15, so $65 pretty much. So I'm only going to be paying $35 out of my pocket for whatever I buy. So I think I'm thinking about just waiting, you know? I mean, that's why I'm paying extra $10 a month for Crunchyroll to get $15 every 3 months.
Yeah, might as well just wait. I mean, there's no rush.
Yeah, I was just hoping that Miku didn't sell out or anything, especially because of the movie, which I doubt it, even though Miku's the best girl.
Man, to be honest, I don't even know how big of the following is over here in the States.
Who knows? I think it's pretty big nowadays. Because back in the day, people would just mainly go with like the main shonen anime.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get more people like all over the place. They like this type of genre from this studios, this type of manga, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm excited to get that figure, man. We're down to our last two sections. Do you have any music recommendation for the fans, for the listeners?
Not really. I don't listen to much music, believe it or not.
Damn, look at this bitch. An otaku that doesn't listen to... speaking of otakus, you know what really grinds my gears, dude?
What?
People that use the word weeb.
Weeb?
Yeah, like, no, it's an otaku, right? Get it straight. Backslap them. And I don't know who fucking created that word. Well, I'm pretty sure it was like the new fucking anime fans or shit like that. I'm like, oh, weeb. Or I don't know where that word originated from. But the OG word is otaku, right? So everyone, please say otaku. I'm not going to get a lot of shit talk smack about this shit, but I don't give a fuck. Everyone, say otaku, please. Have some respect for the OGs. But anyway, I do have a recommendation. Some recommendation. And it is actually... The title of the song is called No Rain, No Rainbow. And it's from Homemade Kazoku. It is a group. I don't think they're together anymore. But I actually have one of the albums, dude. I got the collector's edition when it came out. I was fucking excited when the album came out. Which I was going to choose the reason why I got that album, because one of the songs. But I'll probably choose it next week or something. But this time, I'm choosing No Rain, No Rainbow. It came out in the Naruto Shippuden movie, the second one, Bonds, if I'm not mistaken. I just love the whole song, dude. The music video is amazing. I like it. I'm a really big fan of it. I'm a big fan of them overall. They did a bunch of Naruto openings and I believe endings as well. Like Shooting Star was another one. Shit, I forget the other ones. I think they did some Bleach ones too, if I'm not mistaken. That was another one. Homemade Kazoku Bleach. I'm pretty sure they did. Oh, I think it was. Thank you. Yeah, that's the one that was from Bleach. But yeah, you haven't seen Bleach either.
No.
No. Homemade Kazoku is one of my favorite Japanese groups. Aside from Nobody Plus, Nobody Knows Plus, I think that's what I call it. Those are the ones that made Heroes Comeback from Shippuden. Also an amazing song. Highly recommend it. I'm always bumping those songs. But yeah, dude, I'm excited. They actually, one of the guys, I don't know what I'm excited for. One of the guys actually... from the group posted a post on Instagram. It's been a while, like, oh shit, they're coming back. But no, he was just like, oh, it's been 20 years since we first started or whatever. But I think they don't do anything together. If I'm not mistaken, the album that I got was one of the last ones that they show. Actually, I have two albums from them, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, anyway, that's my music recommendation for this week. I'm pretty sure you all have listened to No Rain, No Rainbow. If you haven't, highly recommend it. It's a pretty vibing song. And we're on our final section, which is the character of the week. I'm not going to give you any hints just because it's an anime that you haven't seen either.
All right, is it from Bleach?
No.
I don't know. What is
it? It's some Tomodachi game.
Oh, okay.
Or have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. It's popped up and I haven't watched it yet.
Yes. We're going to do a review about it. You got to catch up.
After I watched The Pentaverant.
Which one?
The Pentaverant.
Which is that one?
It's not an anime, but it's on Netflix. It's a Mike Myers show.
Oh, got it. Then you should fucking be watching Tokyo Vice. What are you doing with your life? It's an issue. For everyone that are listening, watch Tokyo Vice on HBO Max.
HBO Max.
I was going to say Go, but Go was the old one, right?
Yeah.
It is amazing. I tell you that much. Highly recommend it. So the character that I'm choosing is the main character. There you go again. Choose the main characters. The reason is there's not really too much, like the other characters, like whatever. There's not really too much to like about the other ones. You're like, okay, like he's a bitch, whatever, or she's a bitch, whatever. Just the main character. You completely like, holy shit, this motherfucker is what's his dark story, you know? Because then they reveal something one of the episodes and you're like, holy shit, what? He did what? And then so I really like him. They call him a monster in the anime, like, oh shit, he's a monster. But when you first see him, he's like, you see nothing, and you're like, holy shit, I just don't want to spoil too much. But yeah, his name is Yuichi Katakiri. He's the main character. Even if you just search his name, Yuichi Katakiri, like the manga panels, he looks pretty badass. And the way you spell Yuichi is Y-U-I-C-H-I.
W.
Yeah, so it's Yuichi.
Okay.
You see all how right. He looks all...
Never mind, I thought the main character you're talking about was actually the little like doll looking one.
No, I don't even know if he's human, to be honest. He's pretty funny, so I would have chose him. But nah, dude, my guy right here, Yuichi. Like I said, once you watch Tomodachi again, you're gonna be like, all right, he's on another level.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen some of the art from him. He does look quite creepy in some scenes. Like a fucking maniac.
I mean, it's just cool, dude. And then they release some more information about other cards. You're like, wait, what? And then what? And then what? Highly recommend it, though.
Okay.
What about yours? It's an anime that I've seen?
Yeah, it has to do with the manga I've been reading.
Dragon Ball.
Yep.
Is it Vegeta?
Yes.
Of course, Dan, we know even hints. I knew you were going to go with Vegeta.
He's had a major character development, and he's changing overall.
Not really a major. I mean, I guess just because of how he used to be, I guess you could say that, but I guess. Maybe because I'm not a big fan of Vegeta because he's a little bitch.
Dude, I wasn't a big fan of him. I was like a big Goku fan up until these last couple chapters. In fact, up until Super. Because I noticed that there's a lot more changes, or at least noticeable changes in the manga than I did in the anime. I kind of just like brushed them off.
No, me, I'm still a Gohan fan, even though he's a little bitch now. But he's not as a bitch like Vegeta, you feel me?
Hey.
Oh, speaking of Gohan,
from what he's done, he's had a lot of growth and all by himself. Meanwhile, Goku's always, hey, I need help with training, you know, I need a teacher. But Vegeta over here learning on his own.
What do you mean?
Plus, he's better than Goku.
Fuck no. Vegeta's a little bitch. He gets his ass whooped. He goes all hard and boom, within second, he gets his ass bitten. Because you know what? He's a little bitch.
The main thing,
even Gohan actually, right now, that he's not fighting, he's more of a man than fucking Vegeta.
And the main thing, he's also trying to be an actual father.
So? It's a fucking fighting anime manga.
We don't care about no parenting. Man.
Then fucking watch him.
Plus, comparing him to Goku, it just makes him stand out. Of course, off of the three Saiyans, Gohan is the best one because he decides to stay home and work and, you know, spend time with his kid instead of going around saving
the universe. Family shit. Lana, this in real life. Fuck the family shit.
Dude, just case in point, the Tournament of Power, he almost didn't go just because he wanted to be there for a bra to be born.
Fuck that shit. Like I said, fuck the family shit. This is a shonen manga.
Meanwhile,
Goku
accepts that he wasn't around for any of his kid's birth.
He fucked Chi-Chi without even kissing her, like an alpha male.
I don't even know if he actually fucked her or not. I wonder if, I don't know, Chi-Chi just said, oh, this is some kind of training. I'm like, okay, what do I got to do? Just stay right there.
Dude, no. Goku was training his little wee-wee, let's be honest. You're like, you know what, little boy, you need some training too.
But to be honest, I don't know, because again, he seems to not even, because obviously he knows what the kisses are. He knows what they represent, because he gets a little flustered when Trunks kisses, goddamn, what's her name? Mai.
Yeah, but like, he gets like, what the fuck are you doing, son?
No, he's like, why are you doing that right now? Like, geez, get a room.
Oh yeah, in the anime was a little bit different. He didn't say why are you doing that right now. That he was surprised, like, what the fuck are you doing? They were like, well, you never kissed a girl before, like Chi-Chi before? I'm like, no, because he's an alpha male, you know.
Yeah, bah, like, bah, but haven't you had kids before? Like, yeah, what does that have to do with anything? Like,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
You don't even know kissing. It's going straight to the point, my guy. It's just straight to the climax.
That gets me more curious as to how exactly Gohan and Goten were born.
What do you mean? Like, coming out from the vajayjay. That's how. Like,
how were they conceived then?
But by you know, putting in? What do you mean how? What do you mean how?
Goku seems like he doesn't even know.
He just fucked his wife without kissing her. You're like, you know what? Straight to the point. He came and he was like, all right, time to go training. I'm pretty sure that's how it happened. He was like, Chi-Chi was like, you ain't going training until you knock me out. And Goku was like, fine. Knock me out. I'm sorry. And then Goku was
boom, out.
and then Goku was like, fine, I'll do it. And that's how Gohan came out. And then same with Goku. Honestly, I think that's pretty much how it happened. He was like, hey, you ain't going out until you, you know, you fuck this pussy right here. But speaking of Gohan, he's not a bitch like Vegeta. They say he's getting a new like God level form in the movie. I just saw that today.
I mean, comparable to what happened before the Tournament of Power on both the anime and the manga, he already had a power close to the gods right before, because he was competing with Goku and Super Saiyan Blue.
Yeah, well, he was trained by the gods too, the kings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Supreme Kings, or whatever they call. I forget their names.
The Kai.
The Kais, there you go, which pretty much gods on their own world.
Gods of creation.
Yeah, so he was training with them, so he was training pretty much god level shit. So we're probably gonna see more of that level, like the next level type of thing on this movie, which I'm really excited.
I'm hoping so.
But don't forget though, that Vegeta is still a bitch, no matter what people say. I'm gonna get so much hate on this, but I don't give a fuck. Vegeta's a little bitch, always and forever.
Fuck no.
Fuck yeah.
No.
All the time. He get his ass whooped all the time.
Vegeta is the hero we need.
Fuck no. Gohan is the hero we need.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's called Dragon Ball Super Heroes?
Because Gohan was a superhero.
Exactly.
The great
Saiyan. He's the hero that we need.
Even though he made that costume off of trauma from 16's death.
Wait, what?
Yeah, his Great Saiyan Man suit.
Oh.
It's pretty much like Android 16 suit.
Yeah, I guess.
You gotta move on from trauma by instilling it in your daily life.
Sounds like a bitch to me, right there for Gohan. But still, Gohan's more of a man, more of an alpha male than Vegeta.
Stop training, got whipped by Frieza.
Changed my mind. Man, do you remember when Frieza made Vegeta cry? Good old times, man.
then he killed him.
Oh shit. Well, technically Trunks kill Frieza. The only thing I don't like about Goku that he's too nice with the villains.
Not as much. There was only for a few arcs that he was doing that.
Like, I mean, come on, all of them. It's the only one I could kind of say no is probably against Boo. But even like that, he fucking grabbed Oob, be like, "Hey, what's up? Let me train you now. Here's a good guy."
Well, Oob isn't Boo anymore.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But still, he's always been kind of too nice, not really trying to kill them, but kills them at the end, somewhat. Not really. He's kind of like Luffy, doesn't kill shit.
Maybe not himself directly, but he was fine with killing in the early Dragon Ball. Then he was fine with killing, or at least Cell dying. He was fine with killing Boo.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine, but he doesn't really try to kill them.
And, you know, even up until now, he's been killing the enemies that pop up.
Well, at least he hasn't used talking no jutsu like Naruto.
No, he's been using hand no jutsu with the king.
Exactly.
The king of the universe.
And then Vegeta been using crying no jutsu. He's a little bitch.
He's been using dad no jutsu. I'm just waiting for him to be popping up some father jokes, some dad jokes.
He wouldn't go with him. I don't know. I don't see him. He's just a little bitch, bro.
Hey, I'm looking forward to what's going to come with him in the upcoming chapters of Dragon Ball Super.
I was just hoping that you said Dragon Balls to revive Bardock.
Dude, you know what? No, they can't do that. There's a condition to reviving people. Well, this seems like it. They're kind of inconsistent because sometimes they have a condition that their body has to be in a good enough condition for them to come back.
Depending on who created the Dragon Balls. It depends on that.
Okay.
But honestly, they could just use the Super Dragon Balls. They could grant any wish. They have no rules with those Dragon Balls. Boom.
That's true.
Maybe they're the only Dragon Ball that could make fucking Vegeta stop being a bitch.
I'm not even going to entertain that. I'm just more thinking of like story-wise. Because you know how Goku faces that tournament in the other world? How come he never faced off another Saiyan? How come he never met his dad? Or did his dad just go straight to hell? That's why he never met him. It's probably that, huh? His dad just went straight to hell.
Yeah, because the old Saiyans did.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, Vegeta went to hell.
Yeah, they just brought him out because
except for Goku, he wasn't. His heart wasn't. What's it called?
He wasn't doing it with.
He wasn't Melon corrupt or anything by evil by the Saiyan, but doing, you know, killing planets. I mean, people from planets, so they could sell the planets and shit like that.
You know that all that took that just a little bonk in the head. You know, just a little
boom and boom, he became good.
Inshallah.
Vegeta, such a little bitch, chala.
And Goku can't kill anybody because he is too.
He hit his head when he was a kid.
Chala, chala.
Well, Gohan is gonna be golden again
without kissing his wife. How the fuck did he do that?
Because he is an alpha male. Right, we're gonna be dropping our mixtape soon, guys. The Samurai Summon mixtape.
Hit us up on SoundCloud.
And that's where we're gonna be staying in SoundCloud.
Now our podcast is gonna be on SoundCloud, and you have to listen to 15 music of shitty music.
Exactly. Well, I think this is our end of the podcast.
Yep.
I chose Yuichi, and Rhythmic chose a bitch. I hope you guys
enjoy. Fuck you.
Dude, I wish we had like a big fan base because I know there's a lot of people gonna be fucking sending me threat messages and like, yeah, I'm gonna kill you, shit like that.
Hey, no need, I'm gonna send you those.
You know where I live.
At least I didn't pick Piccolo.
True. Nah, fuck that. Piccolo's way better than Vegeta.
And that one's for you, Ricardo, for whenever you hear it.
Yeah, Piccolo's actually better than Vegeta. Unless if I'm talking straight in front of him, then yeah, Vegeta's way better than Piccolo because Piccolo's a little bitch. See, it all depends who I'm talking to, you know. I gotta change my thoughts on characters.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're gonna just be saying, oh no, yeah, Yamcha's a great character.
Hey, he is. Let's be honest, he was good in Dragon Ball.
He died to a Cyberman.
He was good in Dragon Ball, my guy. for me, Yamcha only exists in Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Super. Or Dragon Ball Z.
Everybody became irrelevant. It was all about the Saiyans.
It's like, I know which kind of killer, because Dragon Ball was so good. Tien, everyone, you know, had the moments.
Yeah.
I don't remember too much. It's been fucking almost shit a lot since I watched Dragon Ball, which kind of want to rewatch it again. But yeah. Anything else you want to add before we leave?
Not really. Just, yeah. Be careful out there. Stay safe.
Also, congratulations on to the winner of my giveaway. I don't know if you listened to the podcast, but it was a fun giveaway. To be honest, as I'm recording this video, which is Friday the 27th, I haven't chosen the giveaway. It's actually ended already because it is 9:13 p.m. Pacific time, and it was going to end at 11:59 Eastern time, so 9 p.m. our time. So it's actually officially ended. So I'm going to... I already actually finished making a video, but I'm just going to record this portion, so I'll go add it to the video, and it's going to be releasing probably soon. Well, by the time you guys listen to the podcast, the video has been for sure already been out. Other than that, just follow us on our social media. Again, it's always going to be on the show notes. Everything, all the information, or YouTube, Twitch. Oh, shit, my back. Fuck. I got like a little
camera. All right, man. I'll be careful next time.
I think Vegeta's little hands are hitting me on the back. Like, stop calling me a little bitch. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this beautiful podcast. Thank you for listening to our beautiful voices. Send us an email at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. Kind of forgot our email. Midnight Fang, you'll be slacking all those emails. Everyone else has been slacking since day one. And I do want to know, let us know you guys are thinking about buying the Yomawari video game or any of the Gundam games too. You know, I just kind of want to see where our fans are, like, either it or let us know if you actually knew about the series before. Like I said, I knew about them, but never really played any of them. So, you know, shoot us an email. We'll be happy to read your thoughts on the video games. And that's it. Thank you guys for listening to another podcast. Your boy Del is out.
I'm out too.
Vegeta's a bitch.
Fuck you.
Bitch has Vegeta later.
Yeah.
Stay safe. Vegeta's a bitch.
Vegeta wins.
Fuck Vegeta. All right. Later, guys.